الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. In this ayat first, the month of Ramadan is explained, the greatness of the month, and we try to explain various aspects. Also, as we will read in Fadaili Ramadan, the ahadith which explain the virtues of this month. The shayateen are chained, for example, du'as are accepted, and there are many other fadail. We should listen to them, not just as kitab reading, but that we should try and listen properly and take it that something is being told to me personally. Like we know, parents also speak to their children, ustads also, and they're speaking to one person directly in front of them. And then they have to ask, are you listening? That you are in a dream world, you're not listening to what I'm saying. So we shouldn't be like that. We should take this as being told specifically for me, and that I have to take it to heart. So try and establish in our minds, hearts, and souls the greatness, the importance, the virtues of the month of Ramadan. It is also, in one aspect, one of the greatest opportunities to make our provision for Akhirat. And we are in this world not for the sake of this dunya, but we are here for Akhirat. And this is a golden opportunity to multiply, to compound, to increase all our earnings of the Akhirat, which will be forever and ever. And with regard to that, we should also remember, just as we listen now in the kitab, that the Sheikh asked the people that how much do they think they will make profits. They said double the amount. And one namaz in the haram is 100,000. In all matters, dunya, lot of effort is required. And lot of risks are involved also. And the return, if you do get, after all that effort and after all the risks, it is very, very, very little. Really, compared to Akhirat, it is null. And for Akhirat, the effort is so little, like one namaz in the haram. One subhanallah you say, a tree is planted in Jannah. One subhanallah you say, the sawab is between the earth and the heavens. What effort was in there? And what the returns are? And dunyas, in many cases, a person uses it wrongly. He squanders it, extravagance. He buys something which he shouldn't have bought. He wasted his money. Something that goes wrong, a deal that goes wrong, or crooks come, they steal your money. Your bank account gets frozen. After all that effort, it gets squandered, it gets lost in front of your eyes. And at the time of maut, as in many hadith, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained, it all gets left behind in dunya. It doesn't go further with you. It stays behind in this dunya, whatever you have earned. And Akhirat's earnings are not only for Akhirat. Like in Jazaul Amal, Maulana Thanvi rahmatullahi has made it very, very clear that the rewards are in this world also. Whatever neki we do, that rewards go along with us everywhere, and they help us. Hadrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Zakariya Sahib rahmatullahi has explained, sometimes a person gets a narrow escape from an accident, from something going wrong, and then he really feels happy. Hadrat says, we should understand it was some good deed that Allah, because of that Allah saved us here. And it's not just that it happened like that. So our good deeds help us in this world. We all must have heard many times, and we know the instance of those three people of Bani Israel who got blocked in the cave. They all presented their amal. Their amal took them out. No emergency service, no friend, nothing can help you. It is your amal. In this world also your amal. And the most at the time of maut, amal will help a person. And good amal also help. And bad actions, our evil deeds, they cause great, great problems. Problems that come to us in this world, whatever problems, it's on account of our bad deeds. مَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. And Allah is so kind, وَيَعْفُو عَن كَثِيرٍ. Lot Allah forgives. Otherwise, if Allah is to take us to task for every wrong action of ours, then as it, in the Quran Sharif it comes, Allah says, nobody will live in this world. There won't be life in this world if Allah had to take us to task. And وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. Most of our sins Allah forgives. That what remains, we don't make tawbah. If we make tawbah, then also we don't suffer the consequences of it. But what we didn't even make tawbah, then not on all also, on some of that, when Allah takes us to task, we face problems. Whether now we have financial problems, we have health problems, we have domestic marital problems, we have any other type of problems, it is all because of our... So sins affect us in this dunya also. And then at the time of maut, it's very critical. If a sin has to cause a blockage there, and sin only will cause the blockage, kalima won't come out of a person. May Allah protect us, may Allah shower His special mercies. That is the most vital and the most crucial time. Even in this world to suffer, it's so bad. But this, all the sufferings of the world compared to the lowest suffering of the akhirat, of the qabr, at the time of maut, a person will say, in the dunya I was having a picnic all the time. I was enjoying. I had no problems in the world compared to that. So that is the main thing which we have to keep in mind. And our sins cause all these problems. And Allah has been so kind also that Allah knows we are weak. Just make tawbah, sincere tawbah. Allah has promised He forgives. Istighfar. Istighfar really is for our past sins. And tawbah is a promise in the future we won't commit sin. Whether you get involved in sin again, it's a different... But at that time, you be sure and in your heart, I'm not going to commit any sin. That is tawbah. And that tawbah is accepted. And then in the future, if you again commit that sin, make tawbah again. Allah and Allahu Akbar. Allah is not that we will tell the wife, the worker, the children, 1,000 times that you came with the same thing. How not must I forgive you? Allah will never say that. Allah, in one day, a person commits the same sin 1,000 times, 70 times, 1,000 times, and he makes tawbah, istighfar, Allah accepts it. Allah forgives him. If a person whole life his sin, now he's old, he's useless. He all whatever he earned also, it's no more there. He gave it away to his children, whatever it had. His health is finished. Everything, he's got no family, anyone. Now he turns to Allah Ta'ala and makes tawbah. Allah will never say, now you come to me. After you lost everything, now you got no one else to go to, now you come to me. The minute you turn to Allah, Allah readily accepts you. Who can be like that in this world? If any one of ours, that friend or son, child or worker, he was bad to us, he went everywhere, he failed everywhere. Now he comes and begs, please take me back again. And we'll say, now you come, after you went everywhere, go. You had lot friends, you had lot hope in other people. Go to them, see how they can help you. But Allah will never say that. So we should turn to Allah. So akhirat's earnings are very, very easy. And they are not, and they stay with a person in this dunya at the time of maut forever. In Jannat also they will be always with a person. And gunas, they also stay with a person. If we don't make tawbah, they affect us also. And at the time of maut is the most crucial time. In the qabr, they will turn into snakes, into scorpions, and there which emergency service you're going to phone, which police you're going to phone to come and help you. No security, nobody. Our amal, if we did not make tawbah and we carried the bad baggage with us, it will we'll suffer. Qiyamah's day, a person will suffer. It will come in the form of sweat in which we will drown. In that heat on the day of Qiyamah. And if we haven't been forgiven, and their tawbah won't be accepted. Tawbah is here in dunya. Then we'll have to go to Jahannam if Allah didn't forgive us. And we'll have to go and burn it out. We went with Iman, we are eventually going to Jannat. But we'll have to go and burn that gunas out in Jahannam. Whether it's a guna of pride, whether it's a guna, whatever, not making our namazas or not making them properly, not on time, whatever gunas, we'll have to go, and for how long we'll have to go into Jahannam. We are in this world, one matchstick, we can't tolerate that flame. One pin pricking us, just when you want to check your blood, and that also, that prick there, which goes away immediately, but we can't take that also. Where are we going to take all the azab there? So therefore, a person must realize that deen, ad-deen or yusrun, deen is easy. To make our sawabs is easy. No effort, and so lot of sawabs. And for guna, you have to make effort. Whichever guna you want to commit, you have to make an effort. And gunas will destroy you. And dunya's earnings, it is a total, people are fooled that what is dunya, that what you are earning. Most of the people haven't got houses of their own. They are renting, or however they are living. Fast, over the majority of the people in the world haven't got houses. Those who have got houses, they are renting them. It's not their own house. Very few people got houses. And those who got houses, their own personal house, it is just one house. Very few people, very, very few, have got two houses or more than two houses. Otherwise, a person only one house. And for Jannat, there are so many ways that by which easily you can get mentions of Jannat. Not one, two palaces mentioned. Everyone can get, and that will be permanent. And your house, you go in this dunya, from your one town to another town. You go and visit your parents, you go and visit your family, your house won't come with you. It will stay there. You go for Hajj Umrah, your house won't come with you. It will stay there. You are just there where it is. And then the maintenance of the house. Continuously you have to maintain. Even if you don't stay in that house, you'll still have to secure it. The maintenance, the basic payments for your electricity, for your water, continuously. And for one palace of Jannat, where you won't have to do anything. Everything will be ready. It's so easy. May Allah give us this. And this is that month to make that earnings or multiply them. Multiply is too small. The word compound also cannot explain how, what we can get during this month. Let us not waste our time. Every moment is extremely valuable. And like if a person is put into a huge hall that we can take whatever he wants and the most precious things, and he's given full time, 30 long days, he can take as much as he wants to. And whatever he wants to, he doesn't even have to push the trolley. Somebody else will carry it for him. He must just take how much he wants to. And when you come out there, you don't have to pay also. You just have to take as much as you want to. This is that month of Ramadan. That we can take as much as we want to. And a person who comes out there without having taken anything, how sad won't be that person's case. And Allah didn't give us one Ramadan. How many Ramadans Allah gave us? Just complete that. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh gives a beautiful example of this, that a person is sent into a orchard, fruit garden, orchard, where there is wonderful fruit. He's given a basket, you can go, there are three sections of that orchard. And you can take as much as you want to, but two conditions. One, once your basket is full, you cannot take more. Only so much you can take, how much will come in your basket. And you can't reverse and come back. You just have to move forward all the time. And you can take as much as you want to. He goes into that orchard, the first section that he goes, wonderful fruit. Unbelievable, out of this world fruit there is. And he wants to start taking, but as he lifts his head up, he sees the next section, he can see much more better fruit. So he thinks, if I fill my basket here, then I won't be able to take that fruit. So let me leave my basket empty, I'll go to that section and take the very, very good fruit which is there. So he goes, and abad, there is much more better fruit there. Much more superior quality. Again, he's now keen to fill his basket. But when he looks up, the next section got even more better fruit. So he says, let me not take here. I will take from the next section. When he goes there, that next section was no section. It was a mirror. And in mirrors, things look much more better than the actual things. Like in a photo, like your own bathroom, you take a photo, you don't believe my bathroom is so beautiful. or your bedroom or your garden. A photo always shows things to be much more beautiful. The mirror also does the same thing. It looks like it is much more beautiful. It's in that same strain also. Don't fool yourself when you look in the mirror and you think, I'm really so handsome or so beautiful. The mirror is just making you look like that. You look in your inside. And whenever we look in the mirror also, I hope that don't forget this dua. Allahumma kama ahsanta khalqi fa ahsin khuluqi. That's a sunnah dua also to read. Always be concerned of your inside. Don't look at your outside. What is your inside? Be concerned. So anyway, now he goes past and out of that mirror section and he sees it's empty. And his basket is empty. He didn't take one fruit also. And he's come out and you can't reverse. Then you went out empty. Just like that. When a person is a child, he feels, Amal now, I must become pious. I'm still a child. Parents also say, even pious people in the family, ulama, buzurg say, you're still a child, what you becoming a buzurg now? Your time to play now, play, enjoy now. This is not the time to play. So he went through the first section of the garden without fruit. Then it's your young days. You are a young person now. And there you come. Now you want to become pious. People tell you also, there is a time to enjoy. There is not a time to go and sit in the masjid with tasbih all the time. Where are you going khanqah? Where are you going jamaat here? You must go and enjoy life. You're a young man. So he goes through that section also. He goes through middle age section also. And he thinks, when I become an old man, everything I've done complete, now I will get up to hajj time, stay awake till ishraq, again zuhar, asar, from asar till isha I'll make ibadat. Now I'll do. Before that maut came, and you went through, and you didn't take anything in your basket. So don't fool ourselves. And yeah, by Allah, there is no condition that only one basket you can fill. You can take as much as you want to. And yeah, by Allah, you don't have to carry all the sawabs that you make. And also, many people have this wrong notion that so much sawabs. You go in the marketplace and you read fourth kalima. And better with the words, wa wahayyu la yamut. 1 million sawabs. Right? 1 million sawabs for reading it one time there. So many people think, oh, so lot sawabs, my bag is full, or my bank balance, I got enough for akhirat. Let me work for dunya. Yeah, I have to work so hard. In Jannah, remember, the prices of things, watch it in the hadith, that the price of Jannah is high. Ghaliya. Ala inna sil'at Allah ghaliya. The currency there is very, very high. The prices are very high. It isn't that Jannah's currency, the currency is very low. No, the currency is very high, but the things are expensive there. And therefore, we will need this. And there will be shopping also in Jannah. Just as we go for shopping here, there will be shopping in Jannah. And no shopping mall or no shopping place in the world can compare with the shopping that will be in Jannah. So the sawabs that we accumulate, we'll need lot of it for akhirah. And this is and Ramzan is the actual time, the season, the mawsam, the season, the festive season. This is the time that things, bargains are being given away in this time. And a person who doesn't take bargains, when there is a new shopping complex, new big shop, chains, shopping center somewhere opening, and they've got bargains. People queue up from the night already. Whole night they go and sleep at the door of the shop. From 2, 3 in the morning they are making. If you go 9, and when the shops are going, the door is going to open 9 o'clock, you are 2 kilometers away. Where are you going to enter in that shop? And for what bargains? A few of that bargains. And while stocks last. The first 10 customers who bought finish that. Or even they put no stocks, they say all sold out already. Allah doesn't make advertise like that. Allah's advertisements and Allah's promises are 100% true. So this is, Allah has opened that shopping center now. And the things are going, and bargains are going. And you can acquire so much. May Allah give us tawfiq. With regard to that, one great ni'mat of Ramadan, which is the actual ni'mat of all, of everything associated with Ramadan, الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. This month of Ramadan is such a splendid, such a great month, which Allah is saying, because the Quran was revealed. The Quran month was so blessed, and Allah revealed the Quran Sharif, which made it 10 times much more, 1,000 times more greater. Allah made this month of Ramadan. It was Noor. With the coming of the Quran, it became Noorun ala Noor. Na'ma al-Rakib wa na'ma al-Markab. The car that was being is driven is also a top car, Rolls Royce, the best car you can get in the world, and the passenger in the car is much, much more great also. We all know that even if the accident, may Allah save us all, and we say sometimes if you see the car, you won't believe a person came out alive from there. Car was like a sardine tin, but the people, not one scratch they got. We say Alhamdulillah. The patient, the people are more important than the car. So the month is so valuable, but the passenger in this month is Quran Sharif. And so the car also is the most valuable, and the passenger also, Allahu Akbar, you can't expect. This Allah gave it to us ready-made. Yeah, we have come, brothers have come from where and where, made sacrifices from overseas also. Really, it was, if you compare, it was no sacrifice from our side. Just like the dua, after eating and also when wearing clothes, Alhamdulillah illadhi at'amani hadha, Alhamdulillah illadhi kasani hadha. Who gave me this to eat, who gave me this to wear. Min ghayri hawlin minni wala quwwa. With no effort from my side. No matter we bought it, we made it. But in actual fact, the reality is we have made no effort whatsoever. That even our effort, we went and buy the things from the shops. The vegetables, the groceries, everything we bought. The wife cooked it, etc. And all that we say, how lot effort. Sometimes we say also, today I got tired shopping. But the wife say, today I cooked so much for so many people, I'm tired and that. But actually, nothing we have done. We are just puppets on the stage. The strings are being pulled by Allah Ta'ala. That shopping also, our life is not our life. Allah gave us life. Otherwise, if we had to die before we sat in the car before going shopping, what could we go and buy? We did nothing. We went and buy ready things. We bought a bunch of carrots for 8 rand, 10 rand, whatever the price might be. The growing of that carrots, all that, where can 8, 10 rands ever pay for the price of that carrots? It's only Allah. The farmer also, when he plants his things, he puts his seeds, he puts his fertilizer, does the irrigation. But now, if he's a non-Muslim, he say, I cross my fingers, hoping, waiting now. Muslim, he'll make 2 rakats namaz, make dua to Allah. Now to let its seed split, and let the shoot come out, and then it bears, it's only in Allah's hand. When it has grown, how the examples Allah Ta'ala gives in the Quran Sharif, orchard is ready, now they're going to take the fruit, whatever had grown. There Allah sends one hailstorm. There a lightning, and that whole farm is burned. Or anything else happened, the one story Allah explains in 29th Sufara, when the 3 brothers went and they saw their farm, they said, "This, we lost our way, this is not our farm." They knew that, and they went middle of the night, because usually poor people should come, then they should have to give them a share also. So they didn't want to give the poor people. Middle of the night they went. When they went, they saw, "Oh, we lost our way, this is not our farm." Allah destroyed in such a way, they couldn't recognize their own farm also. So this is how Amal can get destroyed also. So anyway, so this is that month that Allah Ta'ala has given this great Quran Sharif. And the month also is so great. And that we have come here, it wasn't our effort. It is Allah's fazal karam. Whoever bought his tickets to come, the flight, everything. Maulana Asif was coming, his flight got cancelled that day. He had to come the next day. And anything else can happen, and you don't pitch up yet also. Anywhere. Today, international travel, Allah keep it safe for us. But funny things happen. You never know, you never can trace your passenger again, your paid, where the person is gone. Nobody knows where he's gone. Which airport he was taken and where he's taken to, nobody knows anything, no clue you get about the person. Allah protect us all. So this is that only Allah brought us. And He gave us ready-made the month of Ramadan. We made no effort to make this month of Ramadan. Allah gave us ready-made the Quran. what our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went through. If we read in Bukhari Sharif, Babu kayfa kana badul wahyi ila Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, the strain that should come on Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam whenever an ayat was revealed. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala explains, sometimes the head of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam was on her thigh, and a revelation, wahi came down. My leg felt like it's going to break at any time. So when she felt like that, what was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam going through? The Quran Sharif, it is such a suyirat bihil jibad. The power in it is mountains will move from. Kullima bihil mauta. The dead will start speaking. That power, Quran, is very hot, very strong, and very, very powerful, very heavy the Quran Sharif is. It's that Allah, it comes in the hadith, Allah has put it in 1,000 layers of noor. Now we can hold a Quran Sharif. Now we can read it with our tongues. Otherwise we should not have been able to. Just like anything which is concentrated, you get some juices which are concentrated. If by mistake you did not dilute it with the water, you just drank the concentrate, it will have a very adverse effect on you. Many things are like that, they have to be concentrated. The itar that we use, most of them also, the genuine ones are very heavily concentrated. They are mixed a lot. They have to be diluted, then only a person can use them. And some itars then also, oud, etc., are very strong. And especially women, they can't take that smell. It's too strong for them. And this is when it has been diluted so many times. The Quran Sharif, Allah diluted it 1,000 times. Then it's possible for us. So this Quran Sharif is that great, great kitab of Allah, which Allah Ta'ala has revealed to us. And وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ. We have made the Quran Sharif easy. The general tafsir is for memorizing. But even for reading, Allah made it easy. Otherwise, a Gujarati child, a black child, where is he going to read Arabic? And we find, mashallah, how many Gujarati black students, how beautiful, correct pronunciation of every letter, proper they read. There is only that Allah made it easy. So Allah gave us this ready-made now, on in the plate. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali gives this example that when a person is on safar, for example, then your nafil ibadat, tahajjud, whatever your nafil, Allah gives you the sawab without doing it also. Allah gives travel allowance. Allah tells a farishta, an angel, that he, my banda, is on safar, so give him the sawab without him doing the amal. And Hazrat says this poem at that on that occasion.
Jab khana muft mein mile khane ko, to kai ko jaye kamane ko.
When you're getting free food ready, then why must you go and earn and go and buy it? If you are invited by somebody and they have got biryani ready for you, roast ready for you, the dasturkhan is laid, the food is ready, now you say, let me go and do shopping. Let me go and plant all the vegetables. Let me go and grow the cows and goats and the sheep, etc. Then I will eat. You got it ready. Allah gave us ready. We just have to sit and eat now. That is all. And let us not be lazy in eating also. Like the two friends who are going on a journey. Then it came eating time, so the one friend told the other, I'll go and buy the groceries, whatever, vegetables, what we're going to cook, you get the firewood, you prepare, get the firewood. When he came back, he didn't, he said, I'm very tired, I couldn't. So he said, okay, he went and get the firewood. So he said, while I make the fire, you peel the potatoes, slice the onions, etc. So I'm very, very tired, I can't. So he did that also. And then the food started cooking, so he said, put the dasturkhan down, the cups, the plates, etc. I'm very tired, I won't be able to manage. When the food was cooked also, he dished it out also, he said, come in, eat. He said, how long I'm refusing you everything. I feel shy now to say that I'm tired. I think now I just have to come. So in Allah Ta'ala say, now you come, how cross won't that friend get? Allah won't get cross. He gave us Quran ready. We don't have to go and print the Quran. We don't have to do anything. And those who became hafiz also, and aqaris also, and no tafsir and alims also, Allah gave you all that. It's not really. Your effort was just like on a mountain, you just put your hand and the whole mountain started flying. That's all your little bit, your inclination, inhabit little bit from your side. But the doer is only Allah. And really that person will benefit when he realizes all my amal, all my ilm, everything is only the ni'mat and the fizzle of Allah. And my ustads, their effort, my shaykh's effort. And I have been a spoiler. Allah gave me so many good things to do, and I spoiled them. I couldn't do them properly. Allah gave me namaz. I couldn't make namaz as it's supposed to be made. Allah gave me ready Quran. Allah gave me a tongue. Allah taught me how to read, and I read without concentration. I spoiled. I'm a spoiler. Allah gave me things ready, the best of things. Niyatul mu'min khayru min amalihi. From there we can understand your niyat to make namaz. Nobody makes a niyat that I'm going to make this namaz and I'll think about this and I will think about that. Your niyat is I'll make namaz. But when you start namaz, there you start thinking of what and what. Everything comes. If nobody makes the niyat when I start namaz, I'm going to scratch myself everywhere. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, a person leaves home, it's not itching him anyway, he's not feeling to scratch. He goes to the toilet by the masjid, it's not itching him. Makes wuzu, doesn't itch. Everything, when he starts his namaz, Allahu, now the itch is here. Now he starts scratching here. Now he's scratching this side here. All the time, now you are scratching. And this is so contagious. One person you see scratching, next one also starts. He's also starting to scratch. And where there's a children environment, madrasa, school, etc., and the children there, one coughs, the whole jamaat starts coughing also. One person, one does one thing, children, so their psychology works like that. So anyway, so Allah Ta'ala gave us everything ready, you had to do nothing whatsoever. Your Quran Sharif Allah gave you ready. You learnt it, you did from your side. Allah gave us that namaz, perfect namaz to read. But when we left home, we didn't make niyat, I'm going to scratch in my namaz. But as soon as you see many people, sometimes very sadly the imam also, and sometimes it goes till what is called amale kathir, which breaks namaz. The imam, he scratches few times in one posture. And if his namaz is broken, everyone's namaz is broken. So we should learn our namaz also, the masail, etc., and the practical namaz which is being taught, learn our namaz. Otherwise, we'll think, when we went in the qabr and we go in the qabr, I've made thousands of namazes. And when we come there, we see no namaz. We broke it ourselves. Allah gave us the gift of namaz on the plate, and we destroyed it. With our outside amale kathir, many of us, how we dress for our namaz. And our dressing is also totally like the enemies. You are going to meet your beloved, but you dress like the enemy. How will your beloved take it? So our outside, our inside, we know how rotten it is. Our thoughts are so rotten. And some of us get the filthiest thoughts in namaz. So Allah gave us a perfect ibadat, namaz, tilawat, Ramzan, and we go and spoil it. So we are spoilers. So don't think that I'm a big alim, I'm a great hafiz, I'm a great qari. Allah gave it to us and we have spoiled it so much. So we should realize that this is a gift from Allah. So this namaz, which this Quran Sharif which Allah has given us, the main aspect of the Quran is to make tilawat of the Quran. And for those that who don't know to read Quran, their main ibadat is to learn to read Quran Sharif. Those who they are, there may be some people who we don't know still how to read, learn to read the Quran. This is very, very important. And Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Hassan Sahib Amritsari Rahmatullah, a great alim. And not only in Quran and Hadith, but in philosophy and in mantiq. What is mantiq? Logic. All this, he was a great alim. But when Maulana didn't make him bad, he told him that usually Punjabi people, they don't read Quran Sharif correctly. That tajweed is not correct. So go and learn first. And he went and learned from his student. And he got a certificate from his student that now his Quran Sharif is passable. So at least so much, you don't have to become Sheikh Abdul Basit and read Quran like Sheikh Abdul Basit or somebody. But at least that it is passable. It is acceptable. You have a pass mark. That is required for Quran Sharif. So learn the Quran Sharif for those people. Otherwise you can then, mashallah, read, make tilawat. The greatest thing Allah loves in this month, during the days of Qurbani, the greatest ibadah is Qurbani. More than jihad also. When a sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked, walal jihadu fi sabilillah? Because in the mind of the sahaba, the greatest ibadah was jihad. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, walal jihadu fi sabilillah. Illa rajulan. Such a person who goes with his wealth, and who goes with all his life also, and he returns with none. All his money also he spent and he becomes shaheed. That person can get more sawab than the days of the ibadat of the 10 days of Zulhijjah. And the 3 days of Qurbani, the greatest ibadat is ihraq-e-dam, to let the blood flow, to make Qurbani. Yeah, this month the greatest ibadat is tilawat of Quran. Connection with Quran Sharif, shaghaf with Quran. So yeah, alhamdulillah, one thing that we try, Kaaba Sharif, that tawaf takes place 24 hours. There isn't a moment when there isn't tawaf taking place. Even when the floods come, people swim and make the tawaf. But tawaf carries on. Allah made it such. Yeah, we can't do that. But what we can do is try and have 24 hours tilawat of Quran Sharif. So inshallah, mashallah, many brothers' names are written there. Besides them also, others also join. How much we can have? 24 hours, this will pull Allah's rahmat. Another very important thing we should understand, that problems we have personal, at home, in the business, in the community. Whatever problems, the cause of the problems and the solution is important. The cause of the problems are our sins. We should make tawbah. And the solution is that we have to draw Allah's rahmat. So whenever there is a problem in the house, we don't worry of the TV, getting rid of the TV. We don't get worry of the photos that are in the house. And today, how sadly in Muslim people's houses, even the photos of human beings are displayed. Before it was in a non-Muslim's houses, this, in the offices, many good, so to say, pious Muslim people, in their offices, they got photos of people. And clearly it comes in the hadith, where there are photos, the malaika of rahmat don't enter there. One person using, he was illogical. So he knew that Allah's rahmat, farishtas don't come where Allah's, where there are photos, etc. So he kept photos. And he kept a dog with him, farishtas don't. So he said, malakul maut will never come to me. Because malakul maut is an angel, so there are photos, so the angels won't come there. And there are dog, there's a dog, a puppy, so it won't come. But he did not know that the farishtas of rahmat don't come. But the farishtas of azab come. Eh? And the malakul maut will come, the farishta of azab. And will give him such a hiding. And this I saw with my eyes when I was previously in Germiston. On a Sunday morning, it was a gloomy day, raining, everything. One good friend of ours, always lot of social welfare work. One lady, or an old man, who it was, he was very ill, and his ruh just was not coming out. There was sakarat, and he had dini ilm also, this person. He was not an alim. So he understood there is something blocking it. So he looked for photos, there weren't any, he got rid of them. Then he looked, there was a puppy under the bed. As soon as they took out the puppy, the person's ruh went out. Malakul maut, farishta of rahmat won't come. If that puppy is there, a dog is there, etc. So these things cause the azab of Allah. You want Allah's rahmat, remove these things from your house. The TV, remove all this displaying of photos. And in fact, in your bedroom especially, don't keep magazines also where there are photos in newspapers, etc. Go and put them out in the garage. If you have to read newspapers and you have to read magazines, which is also very bad, which you shouldn't be reading. But if you feel and you justify yourself, I have to know what is happening, but don't keep that in your bedroom, don't keep it in the house. In the kitchen or outside in the garage, keep it there, don't keep it here. So bring the amal of rahmat, that Allah's rahmat will come. Husband-wife problem, health problems, financial problems, arguments, fights, all is because of the nahusat, the evil effect of our bad actions.
And if you want the solution, it isn't by some counselor, marriage counselor, this counselor, that counselor. You get financial advisors. They tell you how to make money and how to become rich. If they knew, they should become rich first. Why must they come to you for a small fee? If they really knew how to make money and become rich, they should be the first. They should sit and be like big lanis, such a big bosses. And why must they? But they coming to you. All this is a fake. But we fall for it. Marriage counseling, that marriage counselor got enough problems. And psychiatrists who are yet to sort out the problems of the people, the highest, amongst the highest rates of suicides in the world is the psychiatrist. If he knew how to sort out other people's problems, why is he going to commit suicide? And these statistics are not from our side, from World Health Organization. So these are all, but we go headlong into all this falsehood. Total, the place to sort your Quran, your problems, Quran and Hadith. Amal. Bring Amal in your life. And Amal. Not Amal. Mal is wealth. Amal. Some people, they enjoy going in Jamaat. Because they make enjoyment ke hamari 100% kamyabi amal mein hai. Ke maal must come, more wealth must come. Hamari 100% ka. To kamyabi amal mein nahi, amal mein hai. The amal and the correct amal outcome. So bring that. So Quran Sharif, if we can make this a place of Quran tilawat. And the Quran, the word Quran means to read, to recite. Now the very first Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Iqra, read. He said, Ma ana biqari. And from here also understand that all the ulum that came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ulum of Nabuwat, and the faizan of Nabuwat, the blessings of Nabuwat, and the nur of Nabuwat, when Jibreel alayhi salam embraced Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and embraced him so hard that he felt his bones are going to pray. That is when everything was put into Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is sohbat. What Allah had sent to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Jibreel alayhi sallam, it came with this sohbat. Then without an ustad, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started reading Quran, and such Quran that the ummah is reading today in the world. How many Quran Sharifs are being recited? The whole world in this month of Ramadan is filled with Quran. It was in that one embrace of Nabi. This is sohbat. So you realize the value of sohbat. How much a person gets, the greatest after the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam in the world is the status of Sayyidina Abu Bakr. Knowledge is Hazrat Abu Huraira, knowledge of Hadith, Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu. But sohbat, the greatest that became in the ummah, the first Khalifa to become Sayyidina Abu Bakr, it was by sohbat. All the Sahaba are known in the world on our tongues, Muslims' tongues and non-Muslims' tongues. We say Sahaba, they will say companions. That means Sahabat. Sahaba from Sahabat. Sahabat made them what they are. So this is the value of the Sahabat. Sahabat is that, لا يشقى بهم جليسهم. A person, his mort on Iman is guaranteed. A person who had Sahabat company of some Ahlullah, some Allah wala Buzurg. So anyway, this is the month that we recite the Quran Sharif. For every letter that we recite, 10 sawabs without wuzu. And in Ramzan we all read, we read what wuzu we are reading from the Quran Sharif. So for every letter, there is 25. And the ibadat of Ramadan is multiplied. Nafil becomes that of a faras. If we make one khatam in Ramzan, one khatam in the rest of the year, every month a khatam, 11 khatams in the month, Ramzan's khatam is far superior. This is that month. The du'as of Ramadan are so readily accepted also. The zikr, everything. And the main thing is Quran Sharif. And Allah Ta'ala says, Alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. And this Quran Sharif, Allah describes one aspect of it. Hudal linnas. A kitab of hidayah. Guidance. A kitab that shows you the way. If you got any gadget electronic and your friends told you it can do this, it can do that, and you went and buy it, you paid a huge amount. When you bring it home, you see it's doing nothing. What you need? That instruction book. You ask a friend to set it up for you and show you how to use it. Then see what it can do. So this life which Allah has given us, this life, our own personal life, our bodies. Then Allah gave us our life in this world.
50 years, 60 years, all this is so valuable. Then Allah sent the instruction book also, the manual, how to make it valuable. That same electronic gadget, if you don't know how to use it, you might use your cell phone or whatever, your computer to support your chair which is not balancing. You put it there under. Now what could your computer do? Your laptop. And you went and put it under the chair, the table that was not balancing. Like that, people who got this life. And the life of our life. You got your own life, and you got a life of 50 years, 60 years. They gone in drugs. They are gone in worse. That person who puts his cell phone to balance his table is not so bad as this person who went into kufr, into shirk, into all other things. So this Quran is that shows us it's a kitab of guidance. Well, you got your life, your own life also. Eyes Allah gave you, brains Allah gave you, heart Allah gave you, your hands, legs, you can make your namaz, you can make wudu, all these things you can use. Allah gave you a life of 50 years, 60 years, 70 years. Then Allah gave you this kitab to show you how to make this life. And it became so valuable, more than the farishtas you can reach. Those who become righteous in the ummah, who become exceptionally righteous, who we call the awliya, the great ulama, they are superior than the special farishtas, angels also. And the ordinary Muslim, he is more special than the ordinary farishtas and angels also. So this is that kitab, hudal lin nas. It is that kitab that gives us this guidance. And Allah's fazal karam, we have Quran Sharif tafsir. Maulana Muhammad does it so well also, alhamdulillah. This is, listen to it properly. It is that kitab that is giving us this guidance. We are listening to the word, and the greatest in anything, Quran Sharif, more than the meaning and tafsir of it. In our zikr, more than all the muraqabas that we make. Just that words of La ilaha illallah, without knowing the meaning. Quran Sharif, without knowing the meaning. That Quran is that which Allah has revealed. In that Arabic, that Quran, the Quran is not the kitab. That is a print of the Quran Sharif. Quran is that which Allah has revealed, which we can't touch. Like my words, you can't touch them. Quran is the word of Allah Ta'ala. And what that correct meaning, not what all other wrong tafsirs and wrong meanings people are giving to various things of the Quran Sharif. Like one person, he never making his namaz with jamaat, making it alone. So somebody asks him, why you make your namaz on your own, you don't come for jamaat? He says, in the Quran. Where is it in the Quran? That the Quran Sharif says, inna salata tanha. That your namaz you must make, tanha, alone, on your own. He makes Arabic, Urdu, he makes some big khichri there, and he took that. Now Quran you must, namaz you must read on your own. How many others also? For example, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Don't forget your share of dunya. Listening to music, looking at human enjoyment of dunya. Allah said you mustn't forget it. You must enjoy in dunya also. All the haram, total haram. لَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ أَن تَأْكُلُوا جَمِيعًا أَوْ أَشْتَاتًا. That you eat all together or separately. What the Arabs, what us in Jamaat, they took out the wrong meaning that man and woman can all sit together and eat also. And Allah said, لَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحًا أَن تَأْكُلُوا جَمِيعًا. All men, women, laughing, talking, joking, and all sitting together is in the Quran. Oh, أَشْتَاتًا. Whereas this refers to eating with a guest. You eat jami'an with the guest, or you eat, you haven't got a guest, you eat on your own. So all this wrong meanings, not that the correct meaning. That is Quran Sharif. So the effect which is in the words of Allah cannot be in a translation, never. The effect of La ilaha illallah, laysa laha hijab dun Allah. That the word La ilaha illallah hardly came out of your tongue, and there is nothing that can block it. It goes directly to Allah Ta'ala. Nothing can block it. There can be, it just goes, soars, and it goes to Allah Ta'ala. Majtanabal kabair. As long as we stay away from big gunas, that's a condition. For all our things,
that for amal to be accepted, iman is absolutely necessary, correct iman. Otherwise, farais also are not accepted without iman. And for nawafil and all the fazilats we hear, 70,000 farishtas make dua for you. From the morning till the night the farishtas make dua. That is all on condition, majtanab al-kabai. That is the law. Allah, if He wants to, that is His system. If He wants to give the sawab, He can give it. But the law is that where you have to stay away from haram. Then all this fazilats of all the nawafil take place. Otherwise, that no, even our charity, nafil charity, how lot sawab there is. You build a masjid, how lot, but if you are not making namaz yourself, there is no sawab in it. But it's a separate thing. Allah is not qadiyya yawmiddin, Allah is maliki yawmiddin. Allah wants to give it, Allah will give it. That is up to Allah. But the law, the lawyer will show the law. The law is this year. So anyway, so this is the Quran Sharif. Just to make tilawat is a great. And just imagine that Allah gave the command to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How many places in the Quran of tilawat Quran? Utlu ma uhiya ilayka min Rabbi. Make tilawat. Yatlu alayhim ayatika. Tilawat of kitab. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ. That is a separate section. To learn the meaning of the Qur'an and to know the meaning of the Qur'an. وَمَا أُمِرْتُ إِلَّا أَنْ أَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ وَأُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَأَنْ أَتْلُوَ الْقُرْآنَ. That is, I have been commanded. Today, our big problems are, the basics are not in our lives. In our homes, there is no salam for one. Maulana Mazhar Sahib, Ra'damat Barakatum, our Shaykh's son, he says that when salam was common, there were no sicknesses in the house. There were no fights in the house. There were no financial problems. Salam means peace. Allah's peace. When Allah's peace is there, you invoking the peace of Allah, how can there be problems? But we don't make salam in our houses. Salam is afshaw salama bainakum. Spread it like wildfire salam. In the riwayat of Kanzul Ummal, a person who makes 20 people salam in a day, then he won't go to Jahannam. He goes straight to Jannah. So in the morning when you wake up, try and fill your quota. Whoever you see, wherever, just make salam, salam. Let me get my 20 finished. So if I have to die, I can go straight to Jannah. Okay? But we don't make salam. We hardly hear salam. And the other thing by which Allah's rahmat comes in the houses is tilawat of Quran Sharif. But we don't make tilawat also. It wasn't long ago, but this years we heard that when you come out of after Fajr namaz, every Muslim house tilawat of Quran sound. After Maghrib namaz, every house is a maktab. Children are reading and they are reading loudly. Everyone is reading Quran. Until today, alhamdulillah, there are still many, many Muslim communities like this. Mombasa is one place. Then there are some islands just off the coast of Africa. And so many on West Africa. Don't think we are pious. Go and see these people. What deen they have got. One island just off Nampula, which is also in Mozambique, North Mozambique. They open their shops throughout the year. A few shops only on that island. 10 o'clock they open, 2, 3 o'clock they close. Not for business, just to see to the needs of the people. The rest of the time, the whole community in the masjid making tilawat of Quran. Day and night they are making tilawat of Quran Sharif. This is how it was common, Quran Sharif tilawat. But today, unfortunately, the enemy, they put the TV in its place. And the TV didn't come when there was a vacuum. Allah's system works that Allah doesn't leave a vacuum anywhere. You put the right thing in the place, the wrong thing goes out. When we stopped reading Quran Sharif, then Allah filled it up as a punishment. And Allah put us the TV, you don't want to read my Quran, now go to the shaitan box. The filth and dirt, and how many so-called good Muslims are glued to the TV, addicted to the TV. So bring the Quran, this will take out the TV box again. When the right thing will come in the house, all the haram will go out automatically. So make Quran Sharif alive in this month, in our lives, and make a firm resolution when I go from here, every day in my life, I'm going to read Quran Sharif. In my home, I'm going to read. In my car, I will read Quran Sharif. In my shop, in my business, I will read Quran Sharif. Allah give reward one uncle of mine. He used to, every day he should go very early to his shop. And the first thing before he enters the shop, locks it again. Makes his one supara tilawat according to Islamic dates. After he has read his Quran Sharif, then he opens the door and he starts his business. So Quran Sharif must be alive. But very, very sadly, Quran is not in our lives today. Make Quran, it's a shiar, it's the kitab of Allah. Nobody can explain how great the Quran Sharif is. But the real thing is to be reading it personally. And let us, please, let us not hear that somebody didn't make khatam of Quran till the whole month and didn't even make one khatam. We get this very sad, which pierces the heart, that a person who's an alim, a person who's teaching Quran Sharif, but he, 22nd Ramzan, I asked him, he said, I read two suparas only. Hey, this should not happen. Let us read Quran Sharif with due respect and the proper way, bring Quran. So Quran, is that, Alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran, hudal linnas wa bayyinat. And the bayans of the Quran Sharif, min al-huda wal-furqan. Many people are confused, who don't know what to do. The reading of Quran Sharif is one of the great markets of Quran. It will make you a decision maker and a correct decision maker. You won't make mistakes. Eh? You won't go into Iraq to go and fight and cause big problems for you which you can't solve now. Hey, which now you don't know how to handle what is happening now. You will make decisions and you will make perfect, correct decisions by the barakat of tilawat, even if you don't know the meaning. The miracle of the Quran, if you understand the meaning, you will be able to explain to other people. If you don't understand, it will come into your life. And you will be such that you're not a doctor, you're not a businessman, you're not even a maulana. But you're reading lot Quran Sharif, people will come to you for advice. When to do this operation, must we do it or not? You're not a doctor, what you know about that? Eh? But the Quran has put that people see you, that you can give good advice. Business, must we open this business? Mustn't we open it? You want to get married, you'll go and ask the Maulana, must I get married to this girl or that girl? Maulana is not going to marry, that he has to decide you. But now Allah has made him, imbued him with that decision making. By barakat of the Quran Sharif, he can give other people advice also, what to do, what not to do. So the Quran is a gift from Allah, ready made on the plate, more than our food. Let us appreciate it and make this month of Ramadan the month of Quran. Let us feel I read Quran. Let the people see Quran was being recited in our homes, businesses, masjids, everywhere. Make the Quran Sharif alive. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.